Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about helping. Sometimes a job feels big, but little by little, helping hands can make a difference. Hugo the hippo is playing outside on a sunny day. Across the way, he sees his neighbor, Miss Betty, working in her garden. Miss Betty loves her garden. She pulls weeds, waters flowers and plants, and helps everything grow. Sometimes she even shares what she grows there. But today, Hugo notices something. Miss Betty is working very hard. There are weeds here and there and there and there. Hugo watches for a moment. Then a kind thought pops into his mind. Maybe Miss Betty would like some help. He turns to check with his grown-up first. His grown-up smiles and nods yes. I'll be right here if you need me. Hugo walks over to Miss Betty's garden. Hi, Miss Betty, he says. Would you like some help? Miss Betty looks up and smiles. I would love some help, she says. Miss Betty shows him which flowers and plants stay and which ones are weeds. Hugo reaches down and pulls one weed. Pull! Pop! Out it comes! Then he pulls another and another. Soon, Hugo looks around. There are still weeds here and there and way over there, too. He wipes his forehead with the back of his hand. Helping feels good. It makes Hugo's heart feel happy and full. But this is also a very big job. Hugo thinks, little by little, we can help. Then Hugo has a good idea. He looks up at Miss Betty. I think, Hugo says slowly, more friends could help too. Miss Betty smiles. I think that's a lovely idea, she says. Hugo turns and looks across the way. He lifts his arm and calls out, Leo, Zara, do you want to help in Miss Betty's garden? They look up right away. Zara turns and calls next door to Ella and Milo. Come help too! And soon all the friends are gathered by the garden. Miss Betty smiles at all of them. Well, she says, look at all of these helping hands. Hugo's heart feels even happier now. Miss Betty shows the friends where to help. Leo reaches for one green stem, then pauses. He isn't sure if it's a weed or a plant. Miss Betty takes a quick look. That one stays. Good thing he checked. So the friends begin. Pull, pop! A little weed comes out. Zara pulls a tiny one from the edge of the garden bed. Ella gathers a few weeds and carries them to the pile. Milo grabs a tall weed with both hands. Pull, pull, pull. Whew. Leo comes over to help. Milo and Leo count together. One, two, three, pull. Suddenly, pop, out it comes. The friends wobble backward and laugh. Then Milo spots an even bigger one. He tugs and tugs until it finally comes free. Roots and all, Milo lifts it high. It's the biggest weed ever. Soon there is a bigger pile of weeds next to the garden. And still, the friends keep helping. Little by little, Hugo says, we can help. Then Ella pauses. She sees something moving in the dirt. Everyone leans in close. What could it be? A little worm wiggles through the soil. Milo jumps back. Eek! Then he peeks again. The worm wiggles and wiggles some more. The friends look up at Miss Betty. They help the soil stay healthy, she says. That helps the flowers and plants grow. Zara looks back down at the worm. So the worms help too, she says. With the weeds all gone, Hugo looks at the flowers. Some droop a little in the sunshine. I think these flowers are thirsty, he says. Miss Betty looks over and nods. I think you're right. So Hugo takes the watering can in his hands. Ella helps steady it beside him. Together they tip it. The water pours out and splashes into the soil. The flowers seem to drink it up. No more thirsty flowers, Milo says. Helping feels good. Helping with friends feels even better. Soon, Miss Betty looks around her garden. The weeds are gone. The flowers and plants have more room to grow. She smiles. Oh my, she says. I thought this might take me all week. Then she looks at the friends. Thank you, she says. The friends look at the garden too. It looks beautiful now. Hugo smiles. The friends feel proud. Little by little, they really did help. Miss Betty comes back with cold lemonade. The friends sit together in the shade, sipping after all their hard work. Helping made a big job feel smaller, and doing it together made it even better. The end. Miss Betty had a big job to do. Hugo saw that and wanted to help. Then his friends joined too. Together they pulled weeds, watered flowers, and made a difference little by little. Helping can feel really good. And when everyone works together, a big job can feel smaller. Have you ever helped with something big? Next time you see someone who could use a helping hand, you might remember Hugo and his friends. Let's say it together. Ready?
Ready!
Little by little, we can help!
Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.